Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
Hey, welcome to a Football Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So happy to be hanging out with you for the next couple of hours as we get you set for tomorrow night's preseason home opener, the Browns unveiling the newly renovated First Energy Stadium when they take on the St. Louis Rams, an 8 p.m. kickoff tomorrow night. I should say a 7 p.m. kickoff tomorrow night. 7 p.m. kickoff. It was 8 p.m. last Monday night against the Redskins, so we're back to the at least the 7 o'clock, a little bit of an earlier night, Nathan. We can maybe get out of there. But we got a stacked show for you. Solomon Wilcots, color analyst for the Browns broadcast, of course, from NFL Network and CBS Sports, will be with us shortly, we hope. We're going to bring him up to the studio here. He's in town because, again, he's going to be working with Jim Donovan for KYC's broadcast coverage, TV broadcast coverage tomorrow night. We're going to hear from Warren Moon, the Hall of Fame quarterback, and on the Seahawks radio network. He'll be dialing in. We'll get caught up with him, get some thoughts on the Seahawks, get some thoughts on the Browns quarterback situation. Always great to hear from the Hall of Famer. We're going to talk about a lot that is going to happen tomorrow night from a fan experiential standpoint. So Kevin Griffin, the Vice President of Fan Experience and Marketing for the Browns, will join us. We're going to talk a lot, I'm sure, about swagger in that discussion, Nathan.
Swagalicious.
So we'll get into that. We certainly want to hear from you. It's Friday forecast, and we're bringing in the studio. He usually is on the phone. We're going to bring him into the studio. The Kid, he's joining us.
Yeah, the Kid is expected in studio today, making his first That's appearance huge. In the Dog Bowl in Berea. I know. The only thing that would be bigger is if we actually got Swagger himself here in the Dog
Could
Bowl.
Could you imagine Swagger and the Kid? And Swagger's pretty big. Kid could probably ride him in here.
The Kid, Swagger's, you know, a big dog. He's a big dog. I think it would be better for, like, to ride my son Bryce could probably ride Swagger. Maybe. A little bit easier than the Kid.
Yeah, we don't want to hurt
Swagger. I could imagine Swagger in here. We could have an interview like, and then he'd go, we'd throw some subtitles on there. It'd be tough on the radio.
Some might argue it would be more intelligent than what they've been hearing on Cleveland Browns Daily.
I would take umbrage with those people.
I would hope so. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. So we do want to hear from you. Dial us up. Tweet us at Browns_Daily, at Nathan Zagora, at Vic Carucci. Let's talk about what is going to happen tomorrow night, Nathan. Game 3 of the preseason. What's the thing that you want to see the most? Because each game so far has had a theme, but the predominant themes in the first two games pertain to who is going to be the starting quarterback. Now that that's out of the way, where do we go from here?
To me, this game is all about the offense. Now that Brian Hoyer is the starter, he's going to get the reps. He's going to be able to work at least a half, maybe into the third quarter as well with this first-team offense. So I want to see some continuity. I want to see some rhythm. I want to see some production. Brian Hoyer still has not led this team into the end zone. Johnny Manziel did in the second half last week. So I want to see Brian Hoyer do that. And this really, to me, when you look at this team and you say, what are the strengths of this team? One of the things that I think we would all agree is a strength is the offensive line. Well, they're going to get a phenomenal test against this Rams team that has Robert Quinn of 19 sacks a year ago, Chris Long on the other end. That's going to be a big challenge for Mitchell Schwartz and Joe Thomas. So we're going to see where this offensive line is at. Can they protect Brian Hoyer when he's passing? And can they run the football? If you can run the ball on the Rams, you are going to be in very good shape. I think that would be a strong statement to kind of build on what you saw from Ben Tate. So hopefully we will get to see more of that. And the man who will be on the call alongside Jim Donovan on WKYC tomorrow, the analyst for the television broadcast of the Browns preseason, Mr. Solomon Wilcots, joins us now on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. Solomon, how you doing?
Nathan, doing great, and nice to be on with you.
Great to be on with you. The quarterback decision has been made. Solomon, Brian Hoyer will be the starter. Your thoughts on how this all went down and the ultimate decision that was made?
Well, you know, sooner or later, you have to move on from evaluating your two quarterbacks to trying to develop the quarterback that's going to be playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers on opening day. And I think the Browns, they had set that deadline to be able to have had that decision made going into their third preseason game. And I think they stuck to that deadline. There's no doubt they would have preferred that both quarterbacks stepped up and given their best effort, played really well, and this thing would have maybe been decided under the ability of Brian Hoyer to go out and play in a commanding fashion. But at the end of the day, now they've got to move on and get the offense in sync, because they clearly have been out of sync, at least in what we saw in Monday's game against the Redskins.
So is it enough, Solomon, that the job has been decided, that at least everybody knows who their guy is, who this quarterback is going into this game? Does that carry the day for a team, or are we putting too much stock in that? Do you think there's still some doubts lingering, even if you say Brian Hoyer is the official starter of this team, that there's still enough question because of his underwhelming play in the preseason for this to be still an open book?
Well, I think there's no doubt. You know how players are, Vic, in the locker room and in that huddle. They want to know that quarterback can play at a high level. They need to see some glimpses of that in the preseason. When Peyton Manning took his team out there in a game against San Francisco, we saw it work and like magic. He just like picking up where he left off. To be able to validate who we think you are as a starting quarterback, that goes a long way into instilling confidence in the other guys in the locker room and the other guys in the huddle. And we all saw Brian Hoyer do that in the three starts he had last year. There's no doubt that I think many of the guys want to see that Brian Hoyer in Saturday night's game against the Rams.
Solomon, this defensive front of the Rams is as good as any in the league. I think it will be a tremendous test for this offensive line. What are you going to be looking forward to in terms of their matchup there? Can they continue to run the ball? Can they pass protect?
Well, yeah, and this first offensive line for the Cleveland Browns, we all know it's a joke. But on the first play of the game on Monday night against the Redskins, an early snap by the center, okay, by Alex Mack, didn't allow the right tackle to have a nice get off and be able to protect the quarterback from Ryan Kerrigan. And Mitchell Schwartz allowed Kerrigan to get around him for a sack on the first play. Clearly, if this offensive line doesn't have their heads about them in this game, it could get ugly. It could get ugly very quick. Remember, the third preseason game is a dress rehearsal for what we can expect to see on opening day against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, all excuses go out the window by the time you walk off the field after that third preseason game. And certainly this is going to be a tremendous test for the Browns offensive line against a really good defensive line for the St. Louis Rams.
Solomon Wilcott's joining us. He, of course, is the analyst for the Browns preseason TV broadcast, working alongside Jim Donovan. And we're going through some of our Ohio Business Machine's hot topics of the day with Solly here. And the other thing you mentioned about, needing to see Brian Hoyer take command and do the job well, but you also need help to do that. And the biggest area of need on this football team clearly is wide receiver. So, Solly, based on what you've seen so far and where you think this can go from here, lots of speculation that the Browns are going to add maybe a couple of receivers or remake a couple of receivers, remake this core, I should say, between now and the start of the season. What are your thoughts on that?
There is no doubt about it. I mean, obviously, the guys who are playing have to catch the ball. There's been a lot of plays left on the field in their first two preseason games. Coach Mike Fenton has talked about it. Knowing Ray Farmer the way that I do, and he's got a tremendous scouting staff and in terms of their pro personnel office, they're going to continue to comb the wire to improve this wide receiving core. At the beginning of training camp, we were saying if players don't step up, they're going to be bringing in receivers throughout training camp and throughout the season. Well, right now, two preseason games into this, we can say guys haven't stepped up. So certainly I would expect them to be combing the waiver wire, particularly, Vic, for receivers who have played in this system. I think that's going to be key. Without having a training camp under their belt, it's going to be hard to just bring a guy in just because he's talented, but yet he doesn't know Kyle Shanahan's offense. So I think it's going to be a two-pronged thing. They want to get better in terms of talent at the receiver position, but they also want guys who know the offense, who can jump in right away, maybe have had a history of playing in this system.
Solomon, on the other side of the ball, the guys who go against the receivers, the cornerbacks, Justin Gilbert made his NFL debut on Monday night. What did you take away from the rookie's performance?
I thought he hung in there really well. I thought he played really well in obviously, I wasn't able to go back and look at the tape, see if he lined up on every single play. But the way they're throwing flags against defensive backs right now, I think it's taken away a real true evaluation for how well they're playing. You take Leon McFadden, for instance. I think he's played really well. I think this is a guy that's ready to come in and play and help add depth to this secondary and help them to become a much better secondary unit. At the end of the day, he's had some flags thrown on him, but I think if you were to check with the officials, talk to Mike Pettine, the officials have come back and say, okay, we should not have thrown a flag there. So I think whether it's Justin Gilbert or whether it's Leon McFadden on the back end, they look really well, and I can't find three better safeties on the roster right now in the entire National Football League than what I'm seeing and getting from Dante Whitner, Jim Leonard, and Tashawn Gibson. All three of those guys are playing lights out on the back end.
Well, Sally, I'll tell you what, this is going to be an interesting game. As you mentioned, a third game is the preseason tune-up. It's supposed to be the one that we're going to get a feel for what this team might look like in the regular season. If we saw, or if we see, the lights-out defensive performance that we've seen on the practice field that you witnessed in many training camp practices this summer that we pretty much liked against Detroit, and in this game against Washington, there was the goal line stand to highlight a big night. Your sense of maybe the true carryover of that, and again, the idea, the need to see that again in a third game, but how much credence do you put to that and to the conclusion that a lot of us are drawing that, hey, this is maybe a top five or a top three even defense we're looking at?
I never diminish good play. I mean, you know, guys can play bad and come up with excuses. But if you play great, you play good, and you play with the dominance and the physicality we've seen this defense play with the consistency in terms of better tackling in the second game than what we saw in the first game. And what I'm seeing flash before me, Vic, are a number of different players. Armani Bryant, a backup guy,
yes,
giving them depth in terms of rotation on their defensive line. Tava Reuben's been phenomenal up front. We know Phil Taylor can hold his own. He's been more consistent. Their defensive line, I'm seeing a great depth. Billy Wynn's playing really well. Kitchen coming in the second half, playing very well at that nose tackle position. They've got a wonderful rotation in terms of the depth on their defensive line that you can believe in. You saw that in the goal line stand. We already talked about on the back end at the secondary level. I believe in this defense. I think what we're seeing from them in the preseason is going to hold up in the regular season.
Great. Sally, great stuff. We appreciate you taking the time to join us, my friend.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Look forward to the call tomorrow night. Solomon Wilcots and Jim Donovan on WKYC, they will be handling the call there. Of course, the radio call will involve our own Nathan Zagura doing the sideline reporting and, of course, with Jeff Phelps doing the play-by-play. So we'll go back to that format with Doug Deacon doing the color analysis on the radio broadcast right here on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns radio network. All right, we got much more coming up for you. We want to hear from you. Call us at 216-578-0850. Tweet us at Browns_daily, at Nathan Zagura, at Vic Carucci. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about the fan experience for the first game in the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. Kevin Griffin will join us from the Browns for that. Stick around for more on CBD ESPN 850 WKNR.